Good evening, everybody. This is February 28th. Happy birthday, Ari Ankin. Big 4-0. Big 3-5. We have fresh blondies this evening. They are still warm. The chocolate is oozing out of them. Ari. Ooh. Is that for finishing the pack? Ari's birthday? Okay, you just got some liquor also. Creme de cassis, which looks like blackberry. Okay, happy birthday, Ari. Here we go. We are on Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, making our way through Megillah. We are officially past the two-thirds line, and we are heading for the home stretch. We are at Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph at the top, and it's a quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, on Yom Tov, we read 5. On Yom Kippur, we read 6. On Shabbos, we read 7. And the Gemara wants to know, Masnisin Mani, who is the Mishnah going according to? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Akiva. Not Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Akiva. Tanya. Yom Tov, V'chamisha, V'yom Kippurim, Shisha, V'Shabbos, Shiva, and Pachzim, and Mosif, and Aleim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. First thing is Rabbi Yishmael, it can't be going according to Rabbi Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael holds that Yom Kippur is...
Shabbos, no
Adam. No, I'm sorry. Because these are the right amounts, but it's Ein Pachzim, Mehen, V'Ein Mosif, and Aleim. And our Mishnah said that you can be Mosif on, unfortunately. There are Hosafos on Shabbos. So this can't be our Mishnah, because here there are no Hosafos. It can't be Rabbi Akiva Omer, because Rabbi Akiva holds Yom Tov Chamishi Yom Kippurim Shiva Uba Shabbos Shisha in Pochzimei Mosif and Aleihen. So, and he says that there's always Hosafos. So he says the wrong amounts, and there are always Hosafos. So it can't be Rabbi Yishmael, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains why. Rabbi Yishmael kashrus Hosafos. If it's Rabbi Yishmael, that's right amount, but it's the wrong pochsin, ain't pochsin, ain't mosivin. Rabbi Akiva kashrus Shisha v'Shiva. Shisha is, and Shiva are backwards. Our Mishnah holds Shisha is Yom Kippurim, Shiva is Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva holds Shisha is Shabbos, Shiva is Yom Kippurim. Amar Rava, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, it's going according to a Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, and as follows. Biyom Tov Chamisha, the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. Biyom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippurim, Shisha, Shiva, Shabbos, Shiva. Ein Pochsin Mehen, Abba, Mosif, and Alei, and Divrei, Rabbi Yishmael. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So this works because this is the right amount of. These are the right amount of numbers, and he ends up and he finishes Ein Pochsin Avo Mosif and Aleihen, just like our Mishnah says. But now Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Kasha. I'm sorry, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Kasha. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now we have a problem with Rabbi Yishmael. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. We had a time of Divrei Rabbi Yishmael that said one way, like our Mishnah. We have Rabbi Yishmael above that says Ein Pochsin Ve'Ein Mosif and Aleihen. So we have a problem. It's different. Our Rabbi Shmuel just said, Tanaj Rabbi Shmuel said, Ein Pochsin Avo Mosifin. And above, we quoted Rabbi Shmuel as Ein Pochsin Ve'Ein Mosifin. So the Gemara answers, Tre Tanoi, I'll leave it Rabbi Shmuel. Tu Tanoim, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay?
Do you have Shad in Rabbi Akiva? He says, Yom Kippur's, as it were, holier. It has 7. What's
Shabbos? Well, it says Shabbos Shabboson by Yom Kippur.
Says it by Shabbos.
Hmm?
Says it by Shabbos also, Shabbos Shabboson.
Yeah, Yom Kippur is the Shabbos of Shabboses.
But if you want to add, in other words, if Nikot Hai Klala Biyadcha, right? You could say Yom Tif Asiyas Melacha, Isser Asiyas Melacha. Shabbos, Skila, Yom Kippur, Isra Achila Shtia. That's a Hosafa. It has everything Shabbos has, plus you can't eat and drink.
The other one goes according to severity of the punishment.
I love it. I can't understand the other Shita. I'm kidding. Let's go. Okay. Man Tana Laha de Tanya. Who taught the following Brisa? In other words, who's the author? Biyomtov, Maharin Lavo, Maharin Lotzis. Oh man, this is so much fun. We are going to have so much fun tonight. Okay. So much fun tonight. Here we go. Biyomtov, Maharin Lavo, Maharin Lotzis. Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know what I prepared tonight. Okay. Biyom Tov Ma'achrin Lavo Umimaharin Lotzis. On Yom Tov, you come late to shul and you leave early. In other words,
talking about in the morning, right?
Okay, so I did not know we were talking about until the morning, until later, but yes, apparently we're talking about the morning. We're saying you come late, halavai! Halavai! You start late on Yom Tov morning and you don't patch around. No announcements. No announcements. And then you go home right afterwards. Okay, why? Rashi says, Ma'achin lavo lebeis hakneses. Shetzorech l'trach besudas Yom Tov. Kach mefurish b'sechas sofrim. On Yom Tov morning, you're allowed to cook. You gotta cook. Right? Aye, who's doing the cooking? The women are doing the cooking.
Why are we running home?
So who cares? For why are we running home? Why are we leaving late? The women are doing it anyways. Listen to this major, major chidush from the Hagos Yaivitz that is clearly not pertinent in our times. Hagos Yaivitz explains that although it is the women who prepare the meal, the men remain at home, you ready? To take care of the house, ha! And the children, ha! While the meal is being prepared, ha! And to assist their wives.
Wow. That's the marriage he had.
Agos Yaivitz.
We're supposed to make our wives believe that we do those things, then, right?
It's interesting. This is dumb.
Wait, I'm going to say it again.
Davening.
Agos Yaivitz. Oh my gosh!
Oh, no.
Now wait to this.
Go home early to take care of the kids while the wife is meal.
Excuse me, it's both.
Late.
You come late?
Yeah, on the return.
On the Ma'achrin Lavo.
Oh, yeah, on the leave.
And I'm going to prove something else from this. Okay? What is Ma'achrin Lavo? Let's see. Okay, let's continue. The Yom Kippurim and Ma'achrin Lavo, Ma'achrin Lotzeis. On Yom Kippur, you have nothing to prepare, so come early and Ma'achrin Lotzeis and leave late. We're going to see why. Obviously, it's because there's a lot of davening. B'Shabbos m'marin lavoi u'm'marin lotzeis. On Shabbos, everything needed to have been prepared already from Friday, right? You can't prepare anything Shabbos morning. Wow, no salads. So you can't prepare anything Shabbos morning anyways, so come early. U'm'marin lotzeis and u'm'marin lotzeis and leave early because of oneg Shabbos. Now watch this. Quickly look at Rashi. M'marin Ma'achrin Lavoi. You ready? B'Shabbos, Ma'achrin Lavoi, what does that mean? Start early. Shetakit Fartiknu Hakol Me'er of Shabbos. Everything's done, so you can't help cook or anything. V'yofer L'maher B'yosan. You ready? L'kreis Kriyashma Ke'vasikin. Okay, listen to this inference. The Agos Yaivitz says that if you have to choose between helping out at home on Yom Tov or davening vasikin, there's no question that you should be helping out at home and getting the kids off to school.
School.
Yom Tov. During the week. There's no shaila.
For every day?
Why not? Because usually you're out in the field from already 4 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. According to the Agos Yaivitz, which seems to be what Rashi's saying, this is what he's saying. If you have no other choice, if you have nothing else going on, so daven vasikin.
This is for and against
of secret.
The Gus
Yavitz? Oh. Okay. The kids are, I thought it was a major chiddush. Okay, so now the question is, Lema. So who is this going?
Right.
Oh, you missed the best part.
I don't think it. I think it's Dr. Shabbos Yontif we're talking about.
Because you're not home during the week. You're out before daybreak.
I'm with Steve. But your assumption is legitimate, but it's only an assumption. It's not based on it.
Okay, so the Gemara now has a problem. Who is this going like? I'm sorry, you're going to have to listen to this back. It's a David Pashut. David Pashut. Lema Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so now the problem is, now we said that on Yom Kippur there's only six aliyahs. Who is this going according to? Lema Rabbi Akiva. Can we say it's going according to Rabbi Akiva? The Islay Gavra Yisera that has seven aliyahs, and that's why on Yom Kippur Ma'achrin Latzeis, because you have an extra aliyah. So you see, this must be going according to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's right, so to speak. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yishmael. You could say even this is going according to Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that there's only six aliyahs. Why is it Ma'achrin Latzeis? The Gemara answers, Dinafish Sidur the Yaima. Because there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot of tefillahs, there's a lot of things. I can't believe, I don't understand this, that the Gemara is like on one side, is it because there's one extra aliyah? Or is it because there's hours more of piyutim and davening? So, here's another raya of how many mishabeach you should be making. Okay. We had 3, 5, and 7. 3 during the week, 5 on Yom Tov, 7 on Shabbos. Keneged me. Okay, now what is this me, keneged me? I was so excited yesterday when I said over the Nikoit High Kola B'yadcha, and it's so gewaldic. 3 is automatic. If you have something extra like Musaf, you add 1, you have 4. You have another thing extra of Isra Siyas Melecha, you have 5. You have something else extra of Kares, you have 6. You have something else extra of Skila, you have 7. So what do I need 3, 5, and 7? What's the Gemara asking now? So we have to go up to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hani Shlosh V'chamisha Keneged Mi? So Tosfos says, V'yeh Shlomar, Tekimle the time of the Bus of Chashal L'tfuyeh Echad Gavra. Yes, it works out nicely, but we need, I don't know, I don't even know what Tosfos is saying. We need something extra to tell me, if not for this 3, 5, and 7, it wouldn't be enough just that there's extra. Okay, I thought I would share that with you. Pligi Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, V'chad Ime. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani and someone that was with him, argue. Umanu, and who is that? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The Amri La, some people say no, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi and someone with him. Umanu, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani was with him. The Amri La, I don't know what the difference between that is. It's exactly the same. Who is the Iker? The Amri La, Shmuel Bar Nachmani, and some will say, but no, it wasn't Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Chad Amar Keneged Birkas Kohanim. In Birkas Kohanim, the Psukim go 3, 5, 7. And that is what the 3, 5, and 7 are going according to. That's Keneged. V'chad Amar Keneged Shlosh Shomrei Asaf. And one says that it's according to the Shomrei Asaf. The Shomrei Asaf were the superintendents in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had all the keys. The Machers. B'lashon Shalanu. Belaz Shalanu. Okay? And then Chamisha Meroe Pnei HaMelech. 5 were the, what do they call it today? The Shviya? The Septet? That's what it is, right? The cabinet, the inner cabinet, the kitchen. That's what they call it. But they call it here, Hamitbach.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Get it? There's a cabinet. And then there's a kitchen cabinet, right? So the kitchen cabinet is the smaller. It's a smaller thing. So that is today. Today there's a 7 cabinet. A kitchen cabinet. So here it's the Roe Pnei HaMelech, the melech always had five people around him. And then Shiva roe pnei melech, and then the seven who saw the king's face, and that is from Esther. And now, very important Rashi to see. Rashi says on Shiva roe pnei melech, Shivahim k'dichsiv Shiva sari paras umata yemehem yesh chamisha chashuvim dichsiv esav melachim shem reasav shlosha shem reasav besav esav melachim k'nengad tikkun ha'el me'ein dvar machuz. Rashi says the seven is a reference and comes from Achashverosh. You see that seven is an important number for a king to have around him. Look at this Tosos. Shiva roe pnei melech p'yish kunches Achashverosh akosha. We're learning out from Achashverosh's seven that Rasha, how many we have, and quoting that. So he says, no, the five are the Shomrei Asaf. Are the Roei Pnei HaMelech. And then there are two more that are called Sofrei Dayanim. So it's nothing to do with Achashverosh. Tani Rav Yosef. Shlosha chamisha v'shiva, shlosha shem re'asav, chamisha mirei apnei melech, shiva rei apnei melech. Just a proof to what we said before. Except that when Rav Yosef said over this teaching, Abaye, his trusted Talmud, standing next to him, he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. How come you never told us that before? She said, I'm Lei Abaye. How come you never told us that before? I'm Lei Lo Abaye Yadana Tzrich Tule. I didn't know you needed it. Umi Ba'isu Minai Milsav Lo Amar Luchu. Did you ever ask me and I didn't tell you? I don't know. Isn't that weird? Because, yeah, but the Rebbe-Talmud relationship is that the Rebbe is giving over to the Talmud to as much as he can. It's not the...
You're a father of the Talmud father. The Talmud knows as much as the Rebbe.
I mean, you see, Abaye clearly thought this was something important. Like, Rebbe, why don't you ever tell us this? So I don't exactly know what Rabbi Yosef was answering him. So therefore, it doesn't have the same. Okay. Amalei Yaakov Bino Alei Rav Yehuda. A lot of questions tonight. Not so many answers. Sorry. Amalei Yaakov Bino Alei Rav Yehuda. Question of Yaakov Bino was that he was a min. Doesn't make sense. Maybe he was from Mino. He said to Rav Yehuda, "Hani shish the Yom Kippurim can I get me?" Okay, we explained 3, 5, and 7. What about the 6 of Yom Kippur? It says that Ezra had 6 on the right and 6 on the left when that's 6. Chashbadana. Zecharia and Meshulam. How much is that? 7. Really? How do Shiva Ninu? Okay, so the first thing is, I would have asked, not at 7, I would have said, what are you trying to learn from here?
12 or...
Thank you! Why did the Gemara say, that's 6, that's 13! Okay, so apparently, first of all, Gemara seems to assume that it's 2 units of 6. But the unit of 6 is what's important. 2 units of 6 were standing each on either side of him. But the point, and we're commemorating the 6 on either side of him. It wasn't a unit, it wasn't a 12 people around him. It was 6 on this side. Oh, there's no...
By the way,
This is just kind of an inference.
Okay. Hakashur Ezra. So here he points out that Ezra's doing Kriya Satorah.
Right, that's what I asked before. What was he doing?
Oh, right.
I didn't answer it though. what, where is this going by? This is by Ezra reading the Torah. He wasn't just reading the Torah. He was, what was he? Right, in the Beis HaMikdash. Or right outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So, first of all, the Gemara has a problem with, the problem is that it's 7, 6 and 7. So the Gemara answers, Hainu Zechariah, Meshulam. The last one, don't read it as Zechariah and Meshulam, but rather Zechariah Meshulam. That is the same person. But my car, oh, Meshulam. So why is he called Meshulam if his name is Zechariah? The Mishalam Ba'ovde. Because he was complete. He was an Ishalim. So he was called Meshulam. Is this obviously where the name Meshulam comes from? Anybody? Everyone has a kid in Meshulam? Okay. I always thought it was like a Chassidish Yiddish thing. But, yeah, but it sounds like this is where it comes from. Zechariah Meshulam. Okay. And so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Zechariah Meshulam number 6. Okay. So that's where you have 6 for on Yom Kippur. Can I get these units of 6 that were on either side of Ezra when he was leaning? Tana Rabbanan. We're talking about who can be called up to the Torah. Kol Olin L'Minyan Shiva. We had 7 aliyahs that you need to take care of on Shabbos. Who are they? Anyone you want. Afilu Katan, Afilu Nash Isha. Even a Katan or a woman. Aval Amru Chachamim Isha Lo Tikra B'Torah Mipnei Kavrat Tzibur. But a woman should not be called up, because really it's a chiyuv for a man. If you call up a woman to read, what does it seem like? It seems like all these other men that are here can't read. They don't know how to read. So it's Mipnei Kavrat Tzibur. It's as if you're saying all these people don't know how to read, so we have to call up a woman, Nebuch. Sure. Not only that, I'm saying more than that. This is tonight's Gevaldik. Hope everyone's getting this on YouTube. This is tonight, and more than that, Bizman Azeh, that you, no one reads. There's no problem of Kavanat Tzibur if you call up a woman, so of course you should be calling up women.
What's very significant, so to speak about this, I did research on this.
Doesn't say
because it's
Kalisha,
they can't lean. No.
But we had Kalisha, we already know why. We had before that water. We had by laning that there's no Kalisha, it's not a singing.
That's what they want to answer. There are those things, Kalisha, that's a Kalisha. Also, and it was so obvious that Gemara didn't have to say it. In addition to
like that. That's like modern day people getting out of
Hungarian Hasidic Rebbe.
Okay. Now don't forget, we had a Mishnah just a little bit a while ago that said Hakol Ksherin Likros is a Megillah Chutmi Nashim Shecherish of the Katan, right? Wrong! It doesn't say me Nashim, it says Chutmi Cherish of the Katan. A woman is clearly allowed to read Megillah.
No problem calling each other either. And that's clearly interesting.
Over there, we answered, by the way, just to remind you, we said that it could be that there's a machlokas, and could be there's a difference in a woman's chiyuv and kriya. So it could be over there that the reason why women, it's not common that women read for men today, is because that there could be a difference in their chiyuv. Because women have a different chiyuv, that they might have just a chiyuv shmia, as opposed to, and to be motzi, a man with a chiyuv kriya, is not so simple. That could be an answer. But lechora, no problem. You heard it here. Okay, here we go.
With a woman to bench themselves, I mean, like, we do a lot of things that are women, you just don't do that.
Okay, ibayilahu. Maftir, maushi yalam in yeshiva. When you have maftir, we assume that maftir is number 8. But the question is maftir number 8 or is it number 7? That's really what the Gemara is asking. Rav Huna v'Rav Yirmiya Baraba. It's machlok is Rav Huna v'Rav Yirmiya Baraba. Chad omar olev, chad omar eina ola. One says yes, one says no. It's 7 plus 1. One says no, it's 7. And the last one is maftir. Bring me a raya from yesterday's Gemara.
What?
To one of these tzadim. Yesterday we said Olesh Shlosha Umaftir Echad on Tanis Tibur and Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av. And what was that? That was not 3 plus 1. It was 3. And number 3 is the Maftir. So that would seem to be 7. And number 7 would be the Maftir. Of course, that's not what we do. But I just wanted to bring a riot to one of the Tadim. Mandama Ole. The one who says that Maftir is counted, the Hakari. Because at the end, he's reading. So if he's reading, he's an Aliyah. Why shouldn't he be one of the Aliyahs, one of the 7? Man da'amar ain't a Ola, according to Man da'amar, that no, it's 7 plus 1. Da'amar Ula, kidu Ula. Da'amar Ula, mipne ma maftir benavi tzarech shikra b'tara t'chila. Why is the one that's maftir? The one that's maftir is really just reading the Haftorah. Why does he also have to read in the Torah, right? He's supposed to be reading the Haftorah in the Navi. Why does he have to read anything in the Torah? Mipnei Kavod Torah. The Kavod Mishum Kavod Torah. The Minyan Alo Salik. And since, okay, so again, the Maftir is not really reading because he's supposed to be up there. He's just supposed to be reading something else. He has to read Navi. I, if not right, to read that someone should come up and read just the Navi. It's like a presiding for the Torah. So what Malasot? We give him an Aliyah first. So according to that, he's not up here because he's reading from the Torah. He's reading to dispense his Chiyuv Kavanah Torah in order for him to be able to get to read the Navi. That's not someone that's going to be counted as part of the 7 that have to be up there for Shabbos 7 Aliyos. Meisvei. Hamafti b'navi lo yifchos me'esrim echad psukim. Keneged shiva shakar b'torah. B'misa esrim rabba havyan. Okay, so there's an interesting halacha. It goes like this. The Navi, and just to give everyone background, everyone knows, maybe not, that the reason why there was a gzera not to read from the Torah. So the Chachamim wanted to make sure that Kriyas the Torah wouldn't be forgotten. So they instituted every Shabbos to read from a Navi. Then of course, after the gzera was nizbatel, they still kept reading from the Navi. When they read from the Navi, they had an interesting gzera, interesting takana that would help remind them that they're really supposed to be 7 aliyahs. What was that? What do we know? Anyone that reads the Torah is not lo yivchos mi shlosha psukim. So they said, whenever you read in the Navi, don't read less than 21 psukim. Right? Because 3, as we're doing it to remember 7 aliyahs, none of those aliyos could have been less than 3. 7 times 3, 21. Don't ever read less than 21 psukim. So the Gemara says, if legitimately you have 8 that you need on Shabbos morning because you need 7 plus 1, like we just said, then you should have 8 times 3, 24. Why do you have 7 times 3, 21? You're commemorating an 8 reading. So the Gemara answer is Kevin the Mishum Kavod Torah Hu. The plus one was only for the guy to get up there so he could read in the Navi. It's not for him to be part of the original 7. So Kenegdo Nami Lobai. So Kenegad, that plus one, you don't need because he's not reading Me'ikra Didina. He's just reading to dispense his need not to be Mevaz the Torah and read in Navi only. Okay? Maskevla Rava. Rava asks, on the Braisa that you need 21, Vare Olo Sechem Svud Olo Havion Esrim Echad V'Karinon, but there's the Haftorah of Sav, which is, does not have 21, Ukarinon. And I made a short list, and I think I left it at home. of other, I did, of other parshios off the top of my head. My point is not that I know Navi so well, or Haftorah, that if I could think of a few more that are less than 21, then they clearly don't have 21.
Rani Akara.
Rani Akara, which is Parshas Noach, right?
Twice, comes two or three times.
Yeah, but sometimes you read it with Ani Asoara. So when it's with Ani Asoara, which is the next...
Parshas
Vayakal this week was on my list. Parshas Vayechi, I think, is less. There were quite a few that are just flipping through, and they were less, off the top of my head, were less than 21. So clearly we don't do the 21, and we don't do it now. So the Gemara answers Shani Hassan, the Salakin Yano. Those cases, or the actually this
like
case of Tzav, like Purim Torah reading, when you have 8 instead of 9, but it's a complete parsha, so therefore you can get away with less than 21. And is it true that if it's not a complete topic, you need 21? On many occasions I stood in front of Rabbi Yochanan reading the Haftorah, and they would read 10 psukim, and he said, good! Enough! That's enough, the challenge. Where are we going? Right? So you see, you didn't need 21. He said it was enough after 10. I love this. What was it back then, whenever it was that the Rav would say enough, so that was it? Musaf! Aye. Makam sheyesh turgman shani. So the Gemara answers, when there was a turgman, it's different. So... Yeah, so the Meturgamon, listen to the Meturgamon. If you had 10, plus the Meturgamon did the same in 10, you're 20, you're ready. So I don't know why 20, it should be 20, it should be 11. Okay? Elibamakam Shane Turgamon. Lo Shanu, that you need 21. Elibamakam Shane Turgamon. When there is no Meturgamon. Amamakam Shiesh Turgamon Posek. Then you can finish before 21. And then it doesn't say this. I don't think it does. Oh, Baruch Hu is not. Okay, that's Rashi. Rashi says it's Tircha de Tzipura. They have to hear the 10 plus the 10 of them Turgamon. So we don't make him do more than that. But, I'm assuming, and I didn't see it here. Oh, the translation itself counts as a verse. Thus, if you have 10 and then translated, that's 20. In such a case, the 21 is met by repeating the last verse without translation. That's the Meiri and the Ron. Okay, but now we're left with our Bezman Hazeh, that we don't have 21 so many times. So I think the answer must be, I hope. No, I thought the answer was that we used to, we're reading what they used to read with the Meturgamon, but now we don't have the Meturgamon. So we're left with those as they are without the Meturgamon.
The Meturgamon was in the case where he said stop even before you would have.
Even before that.
No, I mean the Meturgamon was in cases where we told him to stop.
Yeah, a lot of times it says, Kan Masayimim Asfardim. What do they do?
Meturgamon, Pasuk by Pasuk. In Aramaic.
In Aramaic? Wow, I better make sure never to dab in there. Where's that?
There's Karabakh, the Moroccans, and then the Yemenites.
Oh, that's not... Wait, Karabakh?
Karabakh and Karabakh.
Yeah.
The structure, the building is Karabakh, is Moroccans on top, Yemenites at the bottom.
And then Klal Yisrael 845?
After
like that? Yeah. I don't want to go to the wrong place there. Right. Okay.
Finger for the Scotch and the
okay. Okay, we're at the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Here we go. In person al Shema, in Erev Lefei Ateva, in Osnitz Kapayim, in Kerem Atayim, in Mafim Ben Avi, in Osim Ma'amod Umosav, in Omer Bichas Avim, in Chuvi Avim, Bichas Chasanam, in Zam B'Shem, Bachas Me'as Sara, Ubekar Kals Tisha, Vik Kohen, the Adam Kayotzmehen. Now I'm going to run through them quickly. These are these are things that you cannot do without a minyan. Ein parson al shema. What does that mean? Barchu and kedusha and all of that. Okay, so it has to be related to davening. Ein ovrin lifnei ateva. This is a chazar shatz. Ein osin es kapein duchening. Ein karam b'torah. Ein maftirin b'navi. Ein osin mamoru moshav. Mamoru moshav was you chas v'shalom at a levaya lo aleinu. So they would take a few steps, they would stop, and they would say kaddish and say psukim and do things.
Still do it in 7 steps.
Yeah, but not a whole way as much as they did it back then. It was a whole ceremony.
I was a rabbi for 8 years.
Yeah.
Every funeral has 7 steps.
Every 7 steps until you got there?
No, 1 7 step.
Oh, one. But they did it a lot of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Kaddish. Kaddish is part of Kedusha. Kaddish itself is whenever we say Kedusha, we're talking about Kaddish. So that's Ein Ofrin Lefnei Ateva. Okay, in Korban Batorah, in Matir Benavi, in Omer, Birkas Avelim. Okay, Birkas Avelim is something interesting, which I didn't know. So, I guess we don't do it anymore. This is Birkas Avelim. It goes like this. Subis Ches Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. Achenu. Baal Nechamos, Yinachem Eschem, Baruch Menachem Avilim. Okay, and it says here, our brethren, the master of rewards will pay you your reward. Blessed is Hashem who pays reward. No, that's the other one, I'm sorry. The master of consolation will console you. Blessed Hashem who consoles mourners. So what happened was they did like this. They divided. I really should just say, wait, and we say it in a minute. But basically, on the way back from the Levaya, there would be a bracha keneged the Avelim, and there would be a bracha keneged those that came to the Levaya. And each one was, you know, shkach for doing the chesed and coming to the Levaya, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should be menachem you. So both of those brachos need asara. And tanchume avelim, that's what we just said. I'm sorry. Tanchume avelim are the shuros. The shuros, and you would make 2 shuros, and the avelim would pass through, and you would say amakam. So these shuros, the rows, it's actually a very, very beautiful minog. What happens is, the avelim walk through, they take off their shoes, that's the first time they take off their shoes, and they walk through, and then you close the shura to show the avel that even though he is alone in his avelos, but we are with him. So it's this we do, at after a levaya. Yeah, on the way back after the Levine. Okay. Birkas Chasanim, that's Sheva Brachis. Ein Mizamrim B'Shem, that's Nivarech Lelokenu. Pachos Me'asaro, Bakar Ka'os. Ka'os is, if you have land that has to be appraised for Hekdish, then you need 10 people. We're going to learn that it's 1 in a Kohen, Tisha B'Kohen. Ba'adam Ke'otzben. And if you have a person that you have to be evaluate also for Hekdesh, then you need Tisha B'Kohen. Menonimili, how do we know that you need 10 for all of these? Amar Abchia, Braba, Amar Abiyochan, and Amar Kra, Benikdashti, B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Kol Davar Shabekdusha, Lo Yehei Pachos Me'asara. Whenever you need something that's related to Kedusha, you don't do it for less than Asara. B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Okay, so now that takes care of Shema, Shmonesre, Duchening, all of these things that are called Kriyas HaTorah, Navi, HaTorah, Kaddish, all those are Dvarim Tzvikdusha. They all need V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, and that's 10. My Mashma, Zorim Chia, Aska Toch Toch. We learned from Toch Toch, Agzir Shava. Tzivach, and V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Tzivach, and V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Tells Kalev and Yoshua to get away, get out of them. Who's them? 10 others. 10 plus 2 is 12. Once you take out Yoshua and Kalev, you're left with 10. And what does it call them, the Meraglim, without Yoshua and Kalev? It calls them an Eda. Eda is 10. Toch ha-Eda. Toch Toch now brings you back V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Toch is 10.
By the way, that's by Korah. Not by,
What is that
have to do with the ten?
What Ada, you have to do with Ada. There it does.
I skipped something. I skipped something completely. Let's do it again. I'm sorry. Okay. Siv hasami badlu mitocha eda. That shows you that toch is connected to eda. One more time. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. He badlu mitoch ha eda. So you see that toch is related to eda by Korach. Now we learn that eda is 10 from the Meraglim. Gechsev Hashem Adma Sela Eda Ra Azos Malo Alan Asara Eda is Asara without Yoshua and Kalev is Eda Afkan Asara. So too in the case of Korach, it's Eda is Asara. Eda is Asara. Eda is Asara by Korach. You have now Toch by Eda. You have now Toch without Toch. Bisoch Bnei Yisrael must be with 10.
And who says that for some reason another raya that Boaz, the Sefer Ruth, Boaz says he gathered 10 people from the city.
Ah, before he did a Dovah Shekedusha. Okay. Ein Alsin Maimed Umosha Pachos Me'asara. Mamor Umosha, we said, was the stopping along the way to a Kvura. Kevin the Boyle Me'amar Imdu Yikarim Amodu. Shvu Yikarim Yishavu. The words that you say are Imdu Yikarim, stand up. Sit down. But Yemeasar Alav Arach Ara, it's not proper to address a group of people that are less than Asara with Yikarim, dear ones. That's what Rashi says. I think. 1 second. Yeah, Rashi. Lav Arach Ara La Triach Shaliach Lekach Vilekrosan Yikarim. If you do this for less than 10, then what do you do if they're more than 10? So you have to leave. So it's chashuv that there are 10. So you say this imdu yikarim that you only do if there's 10. Any number birkas aveilim, birkas chasanim, my birkas aveilim, birkas rechava. It's the bracha that you make in the street. He brings down the sudas havara, which is lo aleinu, no one should know from it, but when you come back from a levaya, you eat a meal, and the meal is full of symbolism and other things, and one thing also very beautiful is that the meal cannot be made by you. The meal is supposed to be made by a neighbor, a community, again, to give the other the feeling that he's not alone, and that his people are taking care of him. That's the first thing when Ovel comes back from Beis HaKoros. So this meal was eaten in the street, which makes a lot of sense. We're trying to show the Avel that he's part of us and we're taking care of him. So in the street, they made these two brachos. One keneged the Avel and one keneged the people that came to the Levaya. And we said to the people that came, we said, Achenu, Baal Agmol Yishalim Lechem Gimulchem. That's what we said to the people that came to the Levaya. And we said to the Avelim, we said, Achenu Baal Nechamos Yenachem Eschem. The Baal Nechamos, the master of Nechamos, should be Menachem you, Baruch Menachem Avelim. This is what we said to the Avelim. Both need 10, and these are called Birchos, and that was called the Birchas Rechava. The, which one? The one that we said, Tineged the Avelim, in the street. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yochran, Birchos Avelim Basara. And Ein Avelim in Aminyan. You can't count the Avelim in the 10. Why not? Because Kasanim Basara, the Kasanim in, oh. Okay, why not? It makes a lot of sense. What are we doing? The bircha, the bracha is to the Avelim. And this bracha is to the people that came to the Levaya. So the whole point is to separate. If we're separating, then if you need 10 in order to make these brachos, it doesn't make sense to conjoin these two groups, because they're not two groups. The whole point of the bracha is to separate these two groups. So you need 10 there, but not 10 in each group. You need 10 in order to make these brachos. But you can't conjoin the two groups, the Avelim and the people that came to be Menachem Avel, into one group, because the whole point is to separate the two groups into two, and to give this one their bracha and this one their bracha. Birchas Chasana Me'asara, the Chasana Min HaMinyan. But for the same reason, if you think about it, if you have Sheva Brachas, you can count the Chasan, and he could even make the Brachos of the Birchas Chasanim, because the whole point is to celebrate with the Chasan. We're not separating. We're celebrating with the Chasan. So therefore, Birchas Chasanim, Sheva Brachas can be need dominion, but you can include the Chasan with. Ein mizamnin al mazal mishum pachos asara. Nivarech lelokenu. Baruch lelokenu shachal mishalo. Is not, can I have some water please? Is not less than 10. Why not? Kevin debay lemeimar lelokenu. Since you have to say nivarech lelokenu. Lav orach ara. Batzir me'asara lav orach ara. And this is very important to notice. The lav orach ara here means completely something different than we said lav orach ara just a few lines ago. Before we said lav orach ara to invoke yikarim, if we're talking about people in, by the mamad moshav. Here we're saying it's lav orach ara. It's not proper to invoke Hashem's name on this gathering and to say Livarech B'Shem Hashem with less than 10. So it's important to notice that this Lav Orach Ara is completely different, even though we said the same words a few lines ago.
What is this, like, embarrassing for God that you don't have so many people here?
I don't think so. I think it's a kavod. It's like a kavod HaTorah type thing. It's a davish b'kedusha once you're mentioning Hashem's name. That's what I thought. He says here, it is not in keeping with the dignity due God's name to publicly pronounce it before a numerically significant gathering. So I don't know if this is what you're asking, but it bothered me, something else. Really? So we never say Hashem's name in public if there are not 10 people there? But we don't make brachos? So that's, if that's what you're asking, I don't know the answer. What? So there's an element of announcement in the Hashem's name. In other words, you make a bracha, it's between you and yourself. But here, you're calling on everybody. Nivarech lelokeinu, it turns it into some sort of a... You see, it could have been easy. I thought it was just going to say Davar Shebekdusha. It turns the Zimon into Davar Shebekdusha, but it doesn't say that. There's an element of kavod. You're right, clearly, but I don't... You know, I would have rather it said Lav Orach Ara. It should have said something, you know, I don't know. Hakarkos. Karkos are 9 + 1.
For evaluating.
To evaluate karkos for worth, to know how much to give to the Beis HaMikdash if a person was makdish a field. You can't bring the field and give it as a carbon. So now you have to figure out how much the field is worth, and that person has to bring that as to the base of Mikdash. Menon Emili, how do you know you need 9 plus 1 a Kohen? Amar Shmuel, Asara Kohanim Ksuvim Beparsha. It says in the Parsha of Hekdish, 10 times Kohen. Chad L'gufei, you need 1 Kohen to tell me. A Kohen. V'chad, well, Chad L'mute, they take out. V'idach and all the rest, Havimirach Ramiot, which means, one you need for Kohen. The next one you need a Kohen, you don't need a Kohen to tell you Kohen because you know Kohen from the first Kohen. So what's the second one obviously coming to tell you? Not a Kohen. If it didn't say anything, you would assume you need 10 Kohanim. Kamash Malon, another Kohen, not to tell you need another Kohen because you know that if it didn't say anything. Lishtuke, let it say nothing and you would know 10 Kohanim. LMI, the next 9 are coming Limu'ute and say you do not need another 9 Kohanim. The Gemara says, and Miot Achamiot and Lerabos, the other Miot Achamiot, right? Kohen. That's to include something, because if it didn't say anything, it would still be a Miot. So, Tisha Yisrael and Mechad Kohen, I know now, 9 plus 1. Ema Chamisha Kohanim, the Chamisha Yisraelim. But that doesn't work, the Gemara says. Because why? The first one is to exclude everybody else except the Kohen. The next one is to include everyone else except the Kohen. So now the next one has to be to include a Kohen. The next one has to be Lamute.
Right, so any good answer?
So now you have 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, and 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. 9. Kohanim. And you have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 non-Kohanim. So now you need 5 and 5. Ema Chamisha Kohanim V'Chamisha Yisraelim. According to you, then it's Miot. Reboy. You now should have 5 and 5. Kasha. The Gemara says, you're right. I don't know the answer. It's funny. The Gemara doesn't say you're right and we need 5 Kohanim and 5 Kohanim. The Gemara says, you're right. It's still 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kohen, but I don't know why.
Kasha's not you're right. Kasha's you have a point.
You have a point.
Kasha's not you're right.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's a good question, but the fact is we still need 9 Yisraelim plus 1 Kohen. Okay. Adam Kiyotze Behen, when you're makdish a person and you're doing erchin on him, then it's the same thing that you need 9 plus 1. Adam Mikadosh.
But erach.
Why?
Erach has a fixed value.
Oh. Okay, so the Gemara says, can an Adam become Kadosh? I'm Rabbi Vo, but Omer Dami Alai. It's a different case when a person says, I make a neder or a shvua to give my worth to the Beis HaMikdash. Titanya Omer Dami Alai Shomano Sukha Eved. The Brisa says, if a person says Dami Alai, then you evaluate him as an Eved. Okay? How tall he is, how good looking. Not true. Nothing to do with that. Just how much skills he has and how much he would fetch at the slave market based on his ability to work and his strength and his stamina. So, the Eved is Kishle Karkos. And once we're doing a Shuma, an evaluation of an Eved, Eved equals is just like Karka. How do we know? Because it says, "Dichsiv hisnachaltem osam uvnechem acharechem." This is by a pasuk by an eved. You should give them over as an achla. La reshes achuza, and the word achuza, achuzas olam, and estate is all from achuza. So you see, an eved is called an achuza. Achuza is usually karka. Karka, eved is equal karka. Whenever you do a shuma of karka, you need 9 plus 1. Whenever you do a Shuma Ave Eved, you need 9 plus 1.
Right.
Anyone saying Ave
Mesca? I didn't eat today.
Big mistake. Big, huge mistake. I didn't
eat it. Tomorrow I'm not here. I'll do a Dapsus. Oh,
man.
Okay.
We are moving.
Got you.
This is Givaldi. Okay, see you tomorrow.